तच्छञ्योरावृणीमहे गातुं यज्ञाय गातुं यज्ञपतये दैवी स्वस्तिरस्तु न स्वस्तिर्मानुषेभ्यः ऊर्ध्वं जिगातु भेषजं शन्नो अस्तु द्विपदे शं चतुष्पदे ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ वि प्रे टु द डिवैन् लार्ड् एण्ड् वर्षिप् द सुप्रीम् प्रेजेन्स् इन् आल् फार् द वेल्बीङ्ग् आफ् आल् मे आल् मिसरीस् अण्ड् शार्ट्कमिङ्ग्स् लीव् अस् फार् एवर् so that we may always sing in the sacrifices and worships for the Lord of sacrifices. May the medicinal herbs grow in potency so that diseases may be cured effectively. May the gods rain peace on us. May the human beings be happy. May all human beings be happy. May all other beings, including animals and plants, be also happy. May there be peace, physical, mental, and spiritual. May there be peace on all of us forever. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om, peace be within us all. Peace and harmony be amongst all beings. And may there be peace everywhere in nature. Good morning and welcome. We are going to continue our study of Shankaracharya's Sadhana Panchakam, his hymn of 5 stanzas containing a total of 40 instructions on spiritual practice. So far we have done 7 instructions. The last one was, 7th one was, Atmecha Vyavasiyatam. Atmecha Vyavasiyatam means we should all try to deepen our desire, our urge to know the Self within. Right now, this desire to know the Self is mumukshutva, the desire for liberation, that is very mild or moderate. Sometimes it is deeply hidden within us. It is not absent. It is there in all of us, but sometimes it remains hidden, and sometimes it is there to a mild degree or to a moderate degree. Last time we saw how to deepen this, strengthen this desire to know the Self. In Shankaracharya, in his Viveka Chodamani, he gives instructions on how to deepen our desire or urge to know the Self, to experience the Self within us. That was the last instruction that we studied last time when we met. Now today we go to the next instruction, 8th instruction, that says, there Shankara says, Nijagrahat Turnam Minirgamyatam. It's a somewhat arresting statement. Quickly leave your house. It literally, when translated, when we take the literal translation, it means quickly leave your house. Vacate your house. Nijagrahat turnam vinirgamyatam. Go away, go out of your house quickly. But surely they did not mean that we should all go outside our houses and stay under the trees. That is probably not what they meant. The same instruction we get in the Bhagavad Gita also. In the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where Sri Krishna was describing the qualities of a true devotee of God. This is one of these qualities. Aniketaha, aniketas thiramatihi, ಭಕ್ತಿಮಾನ್ ಮೇ ಪ್ರಿಯೋ ನರಹ. ತುಲ್ಯನಿಂದಾ ಸ್ತುತಿರ್ಮೌನಿಹಿ, ಎ ಟ್ರೂ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ರಿಮೇನ್ಸ್ ಇಕ್ವಿಪಾಯ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಇಕ್ವಾನಿಮಸ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ಲೇ ಇನ್ ಪ್ರೈಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ಲೇಮ್, ಸಂತುಷ್ಟೋ ಏನ ಕೇನಚಿತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರಿಮೇನ್ಸ್ ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್ ವಿತ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್, ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಕರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಈ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್. ಅನಿಕೇತಃ, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನೋ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ನಿಕೇತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹೌಸ್, ರೆಸಿಡೆನ್ಸ್. ಹಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರೆಸಿಡೆನ್ಸ್. ಸ್ಥಿರಮತಿ, ಹಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಫರ್ಮ್ ಕನ್ವಿಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ಭಕ್ತಿಮಾನ್ ಮೇ ಪ್ರಿಯೋ ನರಹ, ಸಚ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಟು ಮೀ. ನಾ ಅನಿಕೇತ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲಿಟ್ರಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನೋ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ನಿಕೇತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹೌಸ್, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನೋ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಶೋರ್ಲಿ ವಾಟ್ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮೆಂಟ್. ದೆರ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಸಮ್ ಅದರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಇನ್ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜೀಸ್ ಸಾಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿನ್, ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಲಿ, ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ನೋ ಹೋಮ್, ವಾಟ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್, ದಿ ಸ್ಕೈ ದೈ ರೂಫ್, ದಿ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ದೈ ಬೆಡ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಫುಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಚಾನ್ಸ್ ಮೇ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್, ವೆಲ್ ಕುಕ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಇಲ್ ಜಡ್ಜ್ ನಾಟ್. ನೋ ಫುಡ್ ಆರ್ ಡ್ರಿಂಕ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಥೈಂಕ್ ದಟ್ ನೋಬಲ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ವಿಚ್ ನೋಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಲೈಕ್ ರೋಲಿಂಗ್ ರಿವರ್ ಫ್ರೀ ವಿಲ್ ಎವರ್ ಬಿ. ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿನ್ ಬೌಲ್ಡ್ ಸೇ ಓಂ ತತ್ ಸತ್ ಓಂ. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಲಿ, ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದೋ ನೋ ಹೋಮ್, ದಿ ಸ್ಕೈ ದೈ ರೂಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ದೈ ಬೆಡ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಡ್ ದೇ ಮೀನ್, ವಾಟ್ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಮೆಂಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಈ ಸೆಡ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಲೀವ್ ಅವರ್ ಹೋಮ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡಿ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮೀನ್ ವೆನ್ ಈ ಸೆಡ್ ಅನಿಕೇತಃ, ಹೋಮ್ಲೆಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ರಿಯಲಿ, ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡಿ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಈ ಸೇಸ್ ನಿಜಗ್ರಹಾತ್ ತೂರ್ಣಂ ವಿನಿರ್ಗಮ್ಯತಾಂ, ಕ್ವಿಕ್ಲಿ ವೆಕೇಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹೌಸ್. ಶೂರ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ಎ ಇನ್ ಎ ಲಿಟ್ರಲ್ ಸೆನ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಲೀವ್ ಅವರ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗೋ ಸಮ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಹೋಮ್ಲೆಸ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ದಿ ಟ್ರೀ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ದೇ ಮೆಂಟ್. ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಡ್ ದೇ ಮೀನ್? ಇನ್ ದಿ ಕಾಮೆಂಟರಿ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಇಂಟೆಂಡೆಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ದಿ ಕಾಮೆಂಟರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಸ್, ಲರ್ನೆಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. Here home means where the mind makes its home, where it dwells most of the time. Most of the time, the mind of an ordinary person dwells on worldly objects, worldly activities and events, and worldly relationships. Home is not where the body dwells. Home is where the mind dwells most of the time. That the mind is not, that means the mind where it is dwelling most of the time is not the real place where it should be. It should find its own true home. Our mind makes these, the world of objects, relationships, activities, desires, our home. Sri Ramakrishna said, the mind of an ordinary person dwells in the three lower chakras. From there we have to rise our consciousness from the lower levels of consciousness where it ordinarily resides to the heart chakra when the devotion blossoms in a person. So that is what is meant by home. Home means where the mind ordinarily makes its residence, thinks about ordinary objects and does not think about God and the self. Our true home is the self within, the Lord within. In the Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures, we often come across many statements saying that the Lord dwells within all of us. Many places in the Gita we have studied Sri Krishna repeatedly saying that God dwells in all the beings, whether it is moving or unmoving. Yavat sanjayate kinchit satvam sthavar jangamam. Whether something is sthavara, staying put, unmoving, jangamam, moving, whatever is there in this universe, it is the combination of the material and the spiritual dimensions, aspects. Kshetra kshetrajna samyogat tadvidyi bharatarshava. Many places we see that the same divine is present within us all. Samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishthantam parameshwaram. The Lord present in all the beings to the same extent. Vinashyatsu avinashyantam. He is the permanent indwelling spirit in the perishable bodies. Yaha pashyati saha pashyati. He who sees, he is a seer. He sees. We don't see that. We see the world outside. That's the tendency, natural tendency of the mind and the sense organs to remain engaged all the time in the attractions. When you drive long distance, you see a blue sign there, attractions. What is attraction? There is some amusement park or some restaurant or some national park or something. That is where we like to go. That's the attraction that attracts our attention. That is not our true residence. That's not what we should be thinking about. We should be thinking about the divine presence within us. We should make our life's goal the experiencing the divine presence present within us. That's what we should be thinking about. Instead of that, we leave that the most important thing and we let our mind roam about freely in the world among the sense objects. In the Viveka Sudamani, Shankaracharya has a nice verse. He says, the mind is like a tiger which roams freely without any restriction in the forest of sense objects. Manonama Mahavyagra Vishayaranya Bhumishu Charati Atra. It keeps on moving without any restriction or control in the wild forest of the sense organs. That's what the mind is doing. That is the wrong thing. We should divert our mind, the attention of our mind, from the world of objects outside and make it dwell on the Atman within. That's our true home. When Narendranath Datta, later Swami Vivekananda, met Sri Ramakrishna, he sang this song, and Sri Ramakrishna was greatly moved when he heard this song and went into an ecstatic mood. The song is very well known to devotees of Sri Ramakrishna. Mano chalo nija niketane. Oh my mind, go back to your own real abode. You say the song is, part of the song is from the gospel. Let us go back once more, oh mind, to our own abode. Here in this foreign land of earth, why should we wander in stranger's guise? These living beings round about and the five elements are strangers to you, all of them. None is your own. Why do you thus forget yourself? In love with strangers, oh mind, oh my mind, why do you thus forget your own abode? We forget our true abode, the self within, the divine presence within us, and we roam about freely in the world of sense objects. This forgetfulness of the one most important thing of which we should be always aware of, namely the self within, that is the greatest mistake we can make. Shankaracharya elsewhere says, the greatest mistake one can make is to forget the self within, the divine presence within us. Pramado brahmanishtayam nakartavya kadachana. We should never forget, allow ourselves to forget the presence, the Atman within. Brahmanishtayam pramadaha kadachana nakartavyaha. We should never forget the self within us. We should always be dwelling on the self within us. Leaving that, we are allowing the mind to roam freely in this strange world of sense objects. This pramada, pramado mrityurityaha bhagavan brahmanasutaha. This forgetfulness is the biggest mistake that we can commit. Pramado mrityuhu. This is nothing but death. He equates this forgetfulness of the self to death. That is the death. Not death of the body, because death, only the new body can come. But we forget the self, that's the greatest blunder we can make. That is what Shankara is saying. He is urging us to give up wandering in this foreign land, which we erroneously call our home, and go back to our own real abode, the self. Let the mind dwell on God within. That is the eighth instruction. Instructions 9 to 16, 8 instructions in every verse, or in the second verse, in the second of the 5 stanzas of Sadhana Panchakam.
Sangasatsu vidhiyatam bhagavato bhaktir dradhadhiyatam shantyadi parichiyatam dradataram karmashu santyajyatam sadvidyana pasrapyatam pratidinam tatpaduka sevyatam brahmaikaksharamartyatam srutishiro vakyam samakranyatam.
These 8 instructions will be studied in the next group of 8 instructions in the second stanza. 1 to 8 we studied, 9 to 16. The ninth instruction is familiar to us from our earlier studies, from the study of the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, from the teachings of Sri Ramakrishna and Bhagavad Gita. This is very familiar to us. There Shankara says, Sangaha Satsu Vidhiyatam. May you cultivate the company of holy people, holy company. Most of the people abhor loneliness. We want to be in the company of people. If you cannot have company of people, we keep pets so that we have some company. Always we long for companionship. Why is this longing for companionship so deeply ingrained within us? We want company of people we like. In the Upanishads it is said that in the beginning there was only existence, pure Sat, unmanifest reality. Brahman was there. And the translation says, and it decided, I shall be many, I shall be born and manifest as many. In the Chandigya Upanishad, there is a very famous episode where the great sage Uddalaka teaches the Mahavakya Tattvamasi, that the word, to his son Shvetaketu. In that context, Uddalaka says to his son, Satveva somna idamagra asidekameva advitiyam. This phrase, ekameva advitiyam, is not traditionally recognized as one of the 4 Mahavakyas, but it is just as powerful. One without a second, ekameva advitiyam. The ultimate reality is just one. There is no plurality there. There is no duality there. Tadaikshata bahusyam prajayeya iti. Then it decided that I shall become many. Because the urge for plurality, multiplicity, for companionship starts from there, and that is in our hearts. That is ingrained in our hearts. That's why we seek holy company. That way we seek company. But now, taking advantage of this natural tendency for us to seek company, Shankaracharya and other teachers have said, since you want company, why not seek holy company, which is spiritually uplifting and beneficial, rather than seeking company of Durjana. Later on we will see, Narada strongly says, Durjana dussanga sarvathaiva tyajyaha. The company of evil people should at all costs be rejected. We will come to that. In the Upanishad, in the Prashna Upanishad, there is another very interesting episode, instruction on the same topic. There was a group of 5 or 6 seekers of the knowledge of the self, and then they go to a great sage. The great sage's name whom they approach is Pippalada, and they ask, among other things, they ask this question: Atha kabandhi katyayinaha pippaladam upetya paprachya. Kabandhi is one of the 6 people, group of students. They go to this teacher Pippalada, and he asks the kabandhi, his name is Katyayana. He asks this question: Bhagavan, Kutoha va imah prajah prajayanta iti. Sir, from where all these beings have come in this creation? To that question, Pipalada, the great teacher, replies like this. Tasmai sa Pipalada hovacha, prajakamo vai prajapatihi. This is a famous sentence in the Prashna Upanishad. Pipalada hovacha, prajakamo vai prajapatihi. Prajapati means the creator. Himself was desirous of prajini. He didn't want to remain alone, as we saw earlier in the Chandogya Upanishad. He wanted to multiply himself and become many. Satapo tapyata, satapas taptva, samitanam utpadayate, rayim cha pranam cheti eto me buddha prajakarishyeta iti. Then Prajapati created the two entities. Rayim cha pranam cha, food and prana, thinking that these two will produce many offspring. So it says in the Upanishad, this inherent desire for companionship starts from there. It is deeply entrenched in our hearts. Now taking advantage of this desire for companionship, for people, company of people, Shankaracharya and other teachers have said, why not seek the company of holy people whose company is spiritually uplifting and beneficial? Why this hankering for companionship? There is another reason given in the Bhagavad Gita. The Gita, it says, as we saw earlier, the same one indwelling divine spirit is present in all. That means in spirit we are all one, though at the body level we are necessarily many. We can't be same. We are necessarily many. To illustrate how we can be one at one level and many at another level, in the Gita and Mahabharata and Kathopanishad and other scriptures, you see the example of a tree. A tree serves as an example to illustrate how a thing can be one, singular, when viewed from a certain perspective, and the same thing can appear to be many when viewed from a different perspective. When you look at a tree, from the top of the tree, imagine that you have an office room, office, private office in the executive office in the fifth floor of your building, away from the din and bustle of the street. Now you are, and you have a nice view to the outside, to the park. Then you look through the window, you see the top of a tree. Some tree that has flowers, magnolia tree or some tree, in full bloom. What you see is a picture of multiplicity. A tree has so many branches and small branches and smaller branches and still smaller branches and eventually twigs. Each twig has so many leaves, and in that, among these twigs, you see many, many flowers and fruits, and also small beings, birds and butterflies and squirrels making their abode, their nest there, and then joyfully moving about in the tree. This is the picture of multiplicity you see, many, many things. When you go down to the ground floor, walk outside of the office building and stand in front of the tree, what you see is one trunk. No matter how big the tree is, the trunk is always one. No matter how many branches there are at the top, at the ground level, the trunk is only one. One at the ground level, many at the top level. That is how this creation is. Spiritually, we are all one. Not many. Just one. Spiritually, kshetrajnyam chapi mam midhi sarva kshetrishu bharata. Sri Krishna had said in the 13th chapter of the Gita, know me to be the one indwelling spirit in all the beings. He is the one singular, one without a second indwelling spirit present within us all, moving and moving, all objects. Equally, samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram. The Lord Parameshwara, Supreme Lord Himself, is present in all of us to the same extent. He is one. So spiritually, if you trace our spiritual roots, we all converge into one. We are all one spiritually. It is that oneness, spiritual oneness, that wants us to have the company of other people, that wants us to rejoin, to become one. The desire to become one, this, the desire to become many was there in the beginning when there was the only one, there was only the one. Now when that there are many, the opposite desire to become one comes in our hearts. That is why, a few people who are able to tangibly feel the presence of the divine without any company, they seek solitude. Vivikta desha sevitvam aratirjana samsadi. A yogi who is interested in communing with the self within, for such a person, company is a distraction. That person does not seek company. That's our few, but ordinarily we seek company. Since human company is needed for most people, we should seek the company of holy people whose company can be spiritually beneficial. The company we keep shapes our personality, indicates our personality. Shankara explains how holy company is beneficial to us in a spiritual way. We have heard that holy company we should seek because it is spiritually beneficial, uplifting. How does it help us spiritually? That is explained nicely by Shankaracharya in a verse in the Bhajagovinda Stotra, Mohamudgara Stotra. Satsangatve nisangatvam nisangatve nirmohatvam nirmohatve nischalatatvam nischalatatve jivanmuktihi bhajagovindam 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 mudamate samprapte sannite kale nahi nahi rakshati dukrim karane. Satsangatve nisangatvam. Satsanga means holy company, sadhu sangha. Holy company leads to detachment. Nisasangatve nisangatvam. Nisangatvam means detachment, detachment, freedom from all our attachments. We become attached to people, places, position, power, possessions, relationships, everything we be, our ideas, we become attached to everything. These are the upadhis. We keep on adding upadhis. This attachment is like a glue. Whatever we see, we become attached to that one. And we keep on expanding our upadhis in this way. That attachment will become weaker and weaker. Eventually, it helps us to become free from the upadhis that we have ourselves accumulated around us, around the spiritual core, by the seeking of, by the holy company. Satsangatve nisangatvam, nisangatve nirmohatvam. What happens when a person practices detachment, achieves detachment? Detachment leads to freedom from delusion. Nirmohatvam, nisangatve nirmohatvam. Then what happens? Nirmohatve nischalatatvam. When the delusion goes, one recognizes the changeless reality. Nisangatve nischal, nirmohatve nischalatatvam. Nischalatatvam means the reality that is dwelling within us, the changeless reality that is dwelling within us all. It becomes possible to make contact with that changeless reality present within us all. That's the power of detachment. Detachment leads us to gain contact with the changeless reality present within us. Nirmohatve nischalatattam, nischalatattve jivanmuktihi. When we have established contact with the changeless reality present within us, this bestows liberation while still living in the body. nishchalatatve jivanmukti. Jivanmukti means liberation. So that is, how does it all start? It starts with satsangatvam. Satsangatve nissangatvam, nissangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nishchalatatvam, nishchalatatve jivanmuktihi. Bhajagovindam, govindam, bhajamudhamate. Samprapte sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshati dukrinkarane. So this is the importance of seeking holy company. But this holy company, both Shankara and Narada say, is rare and difficult to come by and accrues only by the divine grace. In the Vivek Churamani Shankara, this verse has come several times before. He says, holy company among other gifts is difficult to come by and comes to us only by the grace of God. Durlabam trayame vetar daiva nugraha hetukam manushyatvam mumukshutvam mahapurushasam shrayaha. These three things are rare to come by. Durlabham, etatrayam, devanugraha hetukam. They come to us only by the grace of God, by divine grace. What are they? First gift is manushyatvam. Most precious gift we have already received by the grace of God. Manushyatvam. Being born as a human being and having human-like qualities. What is the hallmark of a human being, human quality? The most important human trait is the urge to reach for the highest and not stopping on it until the highest is reached. First, it manifests as desire for material things. We want to make more money. I want to buy a bigger house. I want to buy more cars. I only have one car now. Wanting to have more things is an urge to have more, urge to enlarge, urge to develop. Wants to seek more, something higher. It starts like that. But when the spiritual twist is given to this desire, then this quench, this urge to know the divine becomes stronger and stronger. That is what we call mumukshutva. And that does not cease. It only becomes stronger when it is nurtured by holy company and spiritual practices and does not stop until it takes us to the ultimate goal of realization. So that is manushyattam. Mumukshuttam, the desire for liberation, and mahapurushasam shreha, the company of holy people. These three things are very important, most precious gifts, and happen to us by the divine grace only. Narada Maharshi also says that pure devotion can be got by the grace of great souls or by the divine grace. Mahat sangastu, but this company of holy people is not easy to come by. Narada also says same thing. Mahat sangastu durlabha agamyaha amoghascha. Many of you studied Narada Bhakti Sutra with Swamiji, Atmagyananji, some time ago. This is one of the sutras. Mahatsangastu durlabha, the company of holy people, holy persons, is difficult to come by. It is rare. Agamyaham, it is inscrutable. How it works, we don't know, but it works. Unfailingly, it works. The third thing is amogha. Amogha means it is unerringly effective. It always produces spiritual upliftment within us. How it produces, we already saw. Satsangatve, nisangatvam, etc. Until jivanmukti is reached. Once we start holy company, and start relishing it, start seeking it more and more, that will take us all the way to jivanmukti, to liberation. That is the power of holy company, and that comes by the grace of God. Tulsidas also says same thing. Without the grace of God, you cannot get holy company. He says, Binu harikrapa milehi nahi santa. Binu harikrapa milehi nahi santa. Holy people will not come to our lives except by the grace of Lord Hari. It's His grace that comes, that provides us holy company, access to holy people. Why this holy company is to be is so important? Because in the both Narada Maharshi in his devotional aphorisms and Sri Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, they say a truly holy person is no different from the Lord Himself. Narada says in one of the aphorisms, Tasmin stajjane bheda abhavat. Between the Lord and a holy person, his true devotee, who has pure devotion, there is no difference at all. And which is what Sri Krishna had already said in the Bhagavad Gita, Jnanitvatmaiva me matam. I considered a jnani to be myself. That is why we have to seek holy company. That is why Narada Maharshi exhorts us to actively seek holy company. Tadeva sadhyatam, tadeva sadhyatam. He repeats it. Therefore, by all means, strive to reach, achieve holy company. Strive to get holy company. That is the gift that we have to seek. Narada also emphasizes that it is as necessary to escape bad company, evil company, as it is to seek holy company. Dussangaha sarvathaiva tyajyaha. By all means, we have to avoid bad company, evil company, because that takes us down and down in a downward spiral. It does not stop until the rock bottom is reached. Sri Ramakrishna asked us to put up a fence around us to protect ourselves from unhelpful influences, from unwanted company and distractions of the world. Narada uses the words of Bhagavad Gita, exactly the same words that Sri Krishna uses in the Bhagavad Gita, to describe the destructive influence of bad company. After having explained the beneficial influence of holy company, Narada also explains the destructive power of evil company. He says in one sutra, in one aphorisms, Narada says, Kama krodha moha smriti bramsha buddhinasha karanatvat. Because this evil company causes all these things in its wake, in its train. Kama, uncontrolled, unregulated, adharmic desire. Krodha, anger. Desire gives rise to anger if unfulfilled. If fulfilled, it becomes stronger and comes back and demands more. Once we have desire in our mind, we are already in a difficult situation, in a no-win situation. You fulfill the desire, it will become strong, come back next day with greater demand. I want more. Whatever gave us satisfaction today does not give us satisfaction tomorrow. We need to have more. That is, if you fulfill the desire. As we know from the story of Ayati, he went on fulfilling the desire, being a king and having access to all the resources and sources of pleasure that only a king can have, and also during his second youth, which he got from his son. But what happened to him? The more he fulfilled his desire, the stronger the desires came. They didn't go away. Then he says, the way to become free from the desires is not to fulfill them. It is as absurd to try to quench the desires by fulfilling them as it is to quench a fire by pouring ghee on it, he says to his wife, Devayani. This was his insightful conclusion to which he came after 1.5 lifetimes of youthful experience of all the pleasures that only a king can have access to. Najata kama kamanam upabhogena shamyate havisha krishnavartmeva bhujaya bhavardhati. Bhujaiva abhivardhati. If you pour ghee on a fire, on a flame, in order to quench it, will it be quenched? No, it will become a stronger fire, bigger fire. Desires are like that. If we already have the desire in our mind to enjoy something, we are already in a difficult situation. Fulfill the desire, it becomes stronger, comes back to us and demands more. Don't fulfill it, turns into anger, frustration, and other problems. So Narada says kama, krodha, moha, delusion comes from anger. When anger comes, you really become insane. From defense lawyers say they plead insanity plea. Really it is true. When person becomes angry, that person loses all sense of proportion, judgment and propriety. What a person does, when he is in the spell of anger, normally he would not dare do it in saner moments. That doesn't happen. Person loses his sanity under the influence of anger. Smriti Bhramsha, Buddhi Nasha, loses power of thinking. Sarvanasha Karanatvat. How did it all start? From kama. Though lust and anger, etc., are as mere ripples in one's mind, they become like a veritable sea under the influence of evil company. They start as innocuous disturbances in our mind, which we think we can easily get rid of. But if we don't deal with them properly, right at the beginning, in the early stages, they will become stronger and stronger, and we are in a no-win situation. This progressive strengthening of desire and its culmination in progressively worse situations is nicely described by Narada in another aphorism. He says, Tarangayita api ime sangat samudrayante. Though these weaknesses, such as desire, anger, etc., may be residing in us in a small way, not in a disturbing fashion, they may be in our mind, they're always in our minds, they never go away until the final realization comes. But what happens when we somehow get into the spiral of bad company, these things which were like small waves become like the ocean itself. Tarangayata api ime samudrayante. They become like a huge ocean and devour us. That is why we have to be very careful to prevent, to avoid unhelpful company, evil company. Sri Ramakrishna also repeatedly emphasizes the importance of holy company. Now the next question is, how to recognize a holy person? Holy company is important. Everybody, all the teachers emphasize that one. But the question is, how do we know that somebody is a holy person? Appearances may be misleading. Appearances can be quite misleading. People appear to be holy people, but then really if you examine them, so many scandals are there. The opposite may also be true. A person may appear to be very ordinary, common person with no distinguishing marks or features, does not even have any claim to holiness or greatness, but that person may be a truly great person. Sri Ramakrishna was like that. Somebody mistook him to be a gardener one day. They have gone there to Dakshineswar to see him, and he was there in the garden. They asked him, there is a holy man here, do you know where he is? And he says, he's in that room, you go there. He was himself Sri Ramakrishna, because he didn't wear any outward marks of distinction or holiness. Where can you find a more holy person than Sri Ramakrishna? But he didn't have any outward visible signs of holiness. He had at one time, then he prayed to Divine Mother, please take away this visible signs of holiness. Otherwise, a lot of people will go seeking all kinds of things. He didn't want that one. He didn't want crowds. He wanted a few people who were ready. So how to recognize a holy person? Sri Ramakrishna says, somebody asked him this question, how to recognize a holy person. This is in the gospel. To which Sri Ramakrishna replies, a holy person is one who has given up lust and greed, who must not have desire for name and fame, or for money, or for possessions, or for power, or position. No desire. Ordinary person. In the Bhagavad Gita, descriptions of Sita Prajna are given in the second chapter when Arjuna asks Sri Krishna, what are the signs of a person established in God consciousness? Sita Prajna Sakadhasa Samadhisthasya Keshava. We are familiar with that stretch of verses in the second chapter. There it gives about 20 qualities of a holy person. Now the next question is, what to do if we cannot find such a person? What to do if a holy person is not available? We have other alternatives, which are almost as powerful. Sri Ramakrishna says, keep a picture of a holy person or a deity, Sri Rama, Krishna, or whatever your deity of choice, or deities of choice, in your room. Somebody had kept a picture of the royal personalities, King George and Queen, etc. He says, why not keep pictures of holy people? Why not keep pictures of gods and goddesses? Because when we see a picture of a deity or a holy person, those pure thoughts are engendered in our minds. Whatever we see, that kind of thought arises in our mind. That is well known. So if we see the picture of a holy person or a deity, good thoughts will come into our minds. The next thing that we can do is to read biographies and teachings of great personality, holy people. When you are reading their biographies, reading their teachings, then we are thinking about them. Our mind is full of thoughts about them. And at the highest level, you are the holy company. Where outside do we seek holy company? All holiness is within us. Only we are not aware of that one. If that is awakened, what other holy company do we need? Holiness is there within us, but it is deeply hidden under layers of ignorance. We are not aware of it. But if we make it come out alive, awaken it, then we are the holy company. There is another way of to get holy company. I must have read it in the Raja Yoga book. Repetition of the mantra, the syllable Om, itself is holy company. So in other ways we can find holy company. This is ninth instruction. Ninth instruction is to seek holy company. The next instruction, tenth instruction, is Bhagavato Bhaktiridrada Dhiyatam. See, this is a very interesting instruction. Bhagavato Bhaktihi Drada Adhiyatam. Cultivate pure devotion to God, strong devotion to God, Shankaracharya says. In the previous one, he says, Atmecha Vyavasiyatam. Cultivate strong desire to know the self. He was talking about the self, Atman. Now he says, cultivate pure devotion to God, personal God. Bhagavato Bhaktiridradadiyatam. How to reconcile these two things? We will see that next time when we get an opportunity. Until then, you have a good time and thank you for coming. And I shall say the closing prayer, and after that Swamiji will make announcements. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om, may all be happy, may all be free from distress, may all realize what is auspicious, may no one be subject to misery. Om peace, may there be peace and joy in our hearts, may there be peace and harmony amongst all beings, and may there be peace everywhere in nature. Hari Om Tat Sat Sarvam Sri Ramakrishna Arpanamastu.